Let's now take a look at what happened to a municipal bond issue, and specifically Poway, the school district thereof, the Poway Unified School District during the Great Recession. This is February 2009, in the depths of the Great Recession, and we have two advertisements here for municipal bonds from the San Diego Useless Tribune, Union Tribune. And here's the Capistrano, California Unified School District and the Poway, California Unified School District. Now, what does this CFD stand for? Special tax bonds. Well, school districts, when they need to build new buildings or fix old buildings like Southwestern with the stadium, they don't have a bake sale. They go to the voters and they say, hey, would you allow us to issue bonds? And the voters often say, yeah, sure, we love schools. They don't really realize that what's happening is that the school district is now issuing bonds, and now the bonds have to be paid back over 20, 30, 40 years. And how are they being paid back? From property taxes. So Capistrano is a much more tony area than Poway. They are rated AA. Notice the Poway bonds are not even rated. The coupon yield is 5%, and they're maturing in 2029, the Capistrano bonds. The yield to maturity is 5.9%. Well, why? If the coupon is 5%, why are they yielding 5.9%? Because when you buy them, you're only paying $893.66. Do you see that? Right, they're selling at a discount. Not a huge discount, but a discount. And notice $25,000 minimum. Yeah, right. I remember when the Southwestern was selling the bonds, and one of the governing board members said, "We have to advertise this in the South Bay, so our constituents here and buy them." And I thought, well, you know, that's not usually who buys California muni bonds. They don't usually live in Chula Vista or San Ysidro or National City. I didn't say anything. Notice they started to be callable. This was February 2009. They started to be callable in 2015 at 1,000 at par. It's called callable at par. But when we go take a look at the Poway bonds, they're giving us much better rate of return. And why is that? Because look at the pricing, $648.78. So the coupon yield, 5.25%, $52.50 for every $1,000 bond. But because we're only paying about $650, we're actually getting 8.6%. And they started to be callable in 2009 at 1,030. So there's a call premium. There's a penalty if the Poway School District wants to call their bonds in. So you have to pay the issuers $1,030. So, hey, this is a pretty darn good deal. And what we'll see in Chapter 10 is that for people in the high tax brackets, that's even a whole lot better on an after-tax return. But why were people dumping the bonds? Because thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were going through foreclosure. They weren't making their mortgage payments. And if they're not making their mortgage payments, they're not making their property tax payments. And if they're not making their property tax payments, the school district of Poway is not going to be able to pay the interest and the principal back. You see what was going on? We really were looking at the abyss. People were worried that the whole thing was going to crack, dissolve into a pool of tears. So let's now take a look at June 2010, a little bit more than a year later. And we have to resort to FINRA because Yahoo's not working very well. Oops, get out of there. And notice that the Poway School District bonds are still selling at a discount, but they're not selling for $650 anymore. They're selling for $800, $815, $880 in the case of the ones that were rated, not the ones that were non-rated. So the yields have come down from 8.6 to 5.8, 6.6. The coupon rate is still less than that. Why? Because we have to pay, we're paying a discount for the bonds. We don't have to pay $1,000. So that was 1 year later, a little over 1 year later. Now let's jump over to October 2010, and we see that the prices are inching up. A couple of them are close to 1,000, 889, 815, 888. And of course, the yields come down because the prices are going up. Very cool. Now, here's what happened. This is the power of the media. This is October 2010, right? A woman by the name of Meredith Whitney, prestigious bond analyst, said on 60 Minutes that all these municipalities are going to go bankrupt. It's going to be a bloodbath. And so in March, and that was in the winter air time, people started dumping the bonds again. Look, we're down to the 700s, 790, 717. A few of them are still close to par, but that might be because they haven't been traded lately, 780, so because that might be just old data. Right, exactly. Now, she was right about a scant few. A few municipalities went bankrupt, most notably Detroit, Stockton, San Bernardino, but it wasn't wholesale. So that was a great opportunity to buy when others are selling, right? Because 1.5 year later, we're now in October 2011, you see they're back up again. Now, this is where you have to be careful. Look at that. That's not right. $215, $230, that's bad data. But these are better, $880, $850, $900. So they've bounced back. They're still not premium bonds yet. And we're in October 2011. People are still worried about the end of the world. Now let's go to March of 2012, and what do we see? A few of them have gone above 1,000. A few of them are now selling at a premium. Indeed, people are thinking, maybe the world isn't going to end after all. We're in 2012, and things are looking up. And notice that when you have a premium bond, as we discussed in the previous quote on Ford, your yield is less than the coupon yield because you have to pay more than 1,000. So this is March of 2012. Now let's go to October 2012, and we see that several of the bonds, now again here, 200, that's wrong, that's bad data, the 300, but almost all the bonds now are selling at a premium, because the world didn't end, and Poway is paying its debts. So that was October 2012. Now let's jump ahead a few years. In March of 2015, we see that prices have even gone even higher. Interest rates have been falling the whole time. And so now you bought those bonds at 650 in February 2009, and 4 years later, they're now worth $1,140. Right. The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. So that was 2015. Now let's go to October 2018, and we'll see that prices have softened a little bit, not a whole lot. Here, 113, 150, 150, 190. And when prices go down, interest rates go up. It's an inverse relationship. So the interest rates have been creeping up late, not tremendously, but still creeping up. And we'll see the same thing is true here now. Now some of the, again, ignore those. Those are not correct prices. But see, now we're looking at 1,000, 1,013, $1,134, $1,050. So interest rates are still very low by historical standards, but as the economy has clawed its way back from the Great Recession, interest rates have creeped up. But now people are worried about another recession coming. We don't know when, but it's going to come. There's going to be another recession someday. And when that happens, what will happen to interest rates? Right, they will fall. And this cycle will start all over again. The dance doesn't end. Let's hope not, at least. Someday. You remember, in a billion years, the sun will get really, really big and the earth will not be inhabitable. We have plenty of time to get out of here, right? Dear students, we are so proud of you. Now you're going to do some quotes on your own, okay? Have fun.